This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. There is a beefed-up police presence in London today in the wake of yesterday's fatal terrorist attack at London Bridge. The assailant was shot dead by police. He had served 6 years in prison for a terrorism conviction, then was paroled in 2018. AP's Zaria Shackley on London's latest bout with terror.
Two people were killed and three wounded in the attack. Neil Basu, London's police counter-terrorism chief, said 28-year-old Usman Khan was attending a program that works to educate prisoners when he launched Friday's attack, just yards from the site of a deadly 2017 van and knife rampage. Basu said the suspect appeared to be wearing a bomb vest, but it turned out to be a hoax explosive device. Police said they were treating the stabbing as a terrorist attack and were not actively looking for other suspects. Health officials said one of the wounded was in critical but stable condition. One was stable and the third had less serious injuries. Zaria Shackley, London.
The UK's former head of the National Counterterrorism Security Office, Chris Phillips, says restraining, then shooting Usman Khan was justified.
It's never good to kill anyone, obviously, and they won't have wanted to do that. But if you're confronted by someone that appears to have a bomb on them, then really you're not given much choice.
In the Netherlands, police are searching for a suspect who stabbed three young people in a Friday evening attack in The Hague's central shopping district. The victims, all minors, have since been released from the hospital. The incident occurred just hours after the terror attack in London, and Dutch police say they are considering all possibilities, including terrorism. The last batch of remains of the 39 Vietnamese whose bodies were discovered last month in the back of a refrigerated truck in Britain have been returned to their families. The 16 coffins and 7 urns arrived at the Hanoi airport this morning. From there, ambulances were to take the remains to the victims' hometowns. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. North Korea, with apparent sarcasm, says it may soon launch what it calls a real ballistic missile in the vicinity of Japan. Pyongyang has carried out 13 rounds of short-range or medium-range launches since May, the latest this week. Experts say nearly all involved ballistic missile technology. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe condemned the latest test as a violation of UN resolutions. But the official Korean Central News Agency today condemned Abe's statement, saying the Thursday test involved a multiple-launch rocket and not a ballistic missile. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has set an end-of-the-year deadline for the United States to offer more concessions in nuclear talks, which are in a long-running stall. His launches are seen as part of a not-so-subtle pressure campaign aimed at getting those concessions. In Iraq, Parliament meets tomorrow in emergency session. Topping the agenda, Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi's resignation amid weeks of deadly street protests, which have cost hundreds of lives. Meanwhile, the violence continues, with at least 3 more protesters shot by security forces in the city of Nasiriyah, where more than 24 were killed on Wednesday. With last weekend's success at the polls in Hong Kong's district elections, pro-democracy activists say it is time for the government in the Chinese semi-autonomous territory to pay a lot more attention to their political demands. Many rallied today for what they call a fight for freedom. Student activist Jack Wong through a translator.
This is the first rally I joined after the district council election. I want to come out and tell the government I'm not satisfied with the current situation. Although the result of the election is very good, only one of the 5 demands is fulfilled. So I want to keep going out to the street and tell the government we are not satisfied, along with people here, secondary school students and the elderly.
The U.S. House Judiciary Committee has given President Trump a week to announce if his legal counsel will take part in the panel's impeachment proceedings that begin next week. Here's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler set a deadline for next Friday for the president's lawyers to indicate if they plan to participate in his committee's hearings. He also asked for a list from GOP lawmakers of the witnesses they would like to question. The House Judiciary Committee meets Wednesday to examine the constitutional grounds for impeachment. The committee is also expecting a report from the House Intelligence Committee, which will form the basis of upcoming hearings. President Trump and his defenders continue to call the inquiry a witch hunt and say he did nothing wrong in his dealings with Ukraine. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can always go to our website, voanews.com, online. Gene Randall, VOA News.